He has his own podcast. What is it, y'all? Get my shit together.
Welcome to the Getting My Act Together podcast for Friday, June 16, 2023. I hope your week is almost at an end and that it has been not too trying. I hope it's been exciting. I hope you've learned a lot this week. Isn't learning the best? I learned today that the United States Supreme Court upheld a law that ensured Native American children stayed with their own families. Something like that. And the reason they upheld this law, and you hear my neighbor's air conditioning unit kick in, they have money. But also that means I'm sitting outside recording the Al Fresco podcast on Friday morning. How about that? Doing more, or consciously, intentionally doing more of, doing what, not more, just doing what makes me feel most like myself. I got up this morning at 7:40 with the gang, did the breakfast, coffee, took daughter to school, came back, got in the gym, as it were, the mental gym. Did writing this morning, working on the letter that I'm writing to my daughter for her 30th birthday. And here I am talking to you. All by like 9:30. I'm getting it done. I'm in the Al Fresco. Hey, my name's Al Fresco. I'm from Bensonhurst. Is Bensonhurst still up there in Brooklyn? Anyway, okay. Here's the thing. A white family had sued to allow them to adopt. Here's what I understand. A white couple sued to allow them to adopt a Native American child, a Native American Indian child. This is all I know. I heard it in a blurb on the radio. And the radio said that this couple was alleging that not being allowed, that the law meant to ensure that Native American children could not be taken from their families, as I understood it, was discriminatory and discriminated against this family because they're white. Now, I don't know anything more about it. What I heard on the radio is this couple sued, alleging they were discriminated against based on their race from, you know, with all due respect to the Native American child and the Native American population, it's really the fact that two white people sued alleging racial discrimination, whatever comes after that doesn't even matter. These white people could have been the most well-meaning, well-intentioned. They could live on the reservation for all I know, and saving this child from horrific, Lord knows what. It could be in the hands of a buffalo that's eating it. I don't know. That's not a good example. And I'm trying to keep it at kind of an abstract level so we don't think about the actual sensitivity. There goes the woman running down the street, looking at her watch. She's my wife. How fortunate are we? I'm sitting on my porch recording a podcast, and my wife just ran by in a pair of shorts. I don't know what the situation is with. I don't know any of the specific details of this situation. All I know is that there is a white couple that sued and alleged they were racially discriminated against. That is something that should never, ever, ever happen in the United States of America. And candidly, white people, this is a prime example, it's why people don't like us. It's one of many, many reasons, is because we don't even realize how preposterous it is that we are suing to allege racial discrimination. Even if it's fucking happening. You know what I mean? just, we got to sit there. This is why people don't like us. We got to sit a few out. Just let it go. Realize that the law is the law, but the law was put there not for us, you fucking brain dead, out of touch, tone deaf white people. Who, like I said, for all I know, are the most well-meaning people in the world, and I don't know jack shit about this case. You're right. All I know is that I heard basically that white people were suing, alleging that they were racially discriminated against. And that's just something that should never happen. The discrimination, of course. No, it's something that raising our hands and saying, hey, we've been wronged because the color of our skin, even if it's happened, we just have to shut the fuck up on that one. You know what I mean? It's preposterous, and it's just not a good look. It's just not a good look. Like, if you're the person who's suing to stop affirmative action, it's just not a good look. And you know what? It says you really don't understand the history of this country. But, do I digress? Well, I don't know if I digress, because it's where I started. But I learned. The point is, I learned something today. I learned that a couple, and by the way, the Supreme Court said, even for us, and the Supreme Court is the whitest institution, even though we have two black Supreme Court justices, it still does the bidding of the white, right-leaning minority, I should say, of this country. There's no whiter institution, with all due respect to the people of color on the Supreme Court. There is no whiter institution than the Supreme Court in the United States of America, and they came out and said, you know what? Even for us, this is a bit much. Let the native boy stay where he is, white people. And please do not send me any of the details of this case, any news articles, any links to help me better understand the whiteness here. Does it sound like I'm working in the space of a race traitor today? No, I'm looking out for us, white people, saying, let's try to be a little bit fucking cooler, you know? Not one of the good ones. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, like, dude, okay, yeah, they said that you feel like you're discriminated against based on your race because you can't adopt a person who's not of your race. Letter of the law, some pinhead lawyer said that's discrimination. Whatever the case is, we just have to take the L. Shout out to you for trying to adopt someone and give someone a better life, or give them a life that you think is better than the one they have, however that linguistically I just put that together. But we just gotta take an L. Not take an L, not even an L. Just sit it out. Sit on your hands. Don't be the white people who allege racial discrimination. Thank you very much. Round of applause for me. That is, that's something I learned today. It was remarkable. You know what else I learned? This morning, as I was backing out the car to take my daughter to school, is that somebody in my neighborhood in Atlanta, Georgia, some American citizen, I presume, I don't know what that has to do with it. I guess I'm trying to besmirch all Americans as responsible for this. Some American let their dog shit in my yard, and they didn't pick it up. They just left it there. So I can see it at 8:20 when I'm backing the car out to take my daughter to school. There's a pile of shit, almost uncannily like the emoji for poop is what it looked like. And it looks like made by a big dog. One of my neighbors let that happen. Right as I say that, a guy walks by with two big dogs who could make a log that size. And his dogs doesn't seem like they're pooping anywhere. Anyway, we see this big pile of poop as we're pulling out here, and I said in my way, well, this is how Norman Rockwell. Who made the record? Lana Del Rey? Norman fucking Rockwell? How Norman Rockwell are we that my wife and I take my daughter to school? Anyway, that's what happened. I'm sorry. I'm distracted by some people getting into their car out on the street. Why? I don't know. Because he's got a bit of a tricked out Honda Civic. I like the rims he put on it. And the coolest, by the way, the coolest state. California's pretty badass, let's be honest, with the bear underneath the stars. But the one of the cooler state logos. Now you can hear him. Sounds like Fast and Furious. One of the cool state logos, if you're not familiar, is the South Carolina state logo with the palmetto tree and the little slice of moon, and that's what he has on his car, and it is awesome. So, somebody that I live with, live among, let their dog shit on my grass and didn't do anything about it. They didn't do anything about it. I'm going to presume they didn't have a bag. I'm not going to get into this. So I'm going to presume that you went out this morning with your dog and it never crossed your mind that it might have to vacate its bowels. I'm not talking about like that. Just saying some asshole, and they are an asshole, no question, who was not raised right, whose parents also are fucking assholes. Technically, if you have a child, if your child lets their pet shit on someone's grass, technically, you are assholes who didn't raise them right. That's how it works. I'm not responsible for the math or even in charge of it, but that's what happened. There's a pile there. Somebody did that to me. And you know what? I don't think they must not realize how provocative of an act that is. Of an act that is. Because I said, when I saw it, I said to my wife, and I said, within earshot of my daughter, who's of agency, she's 4.5 years old, meaning she can get in her car seat, she can snap it on, she can put the seatbelt thing in, and you know what else she can do that she prides herself on? She can tighten it. And then she'll say, Dada, can you tighten it? And I'll tighten it, and it doesn't move, and she'll say, how much did you have to tighten it? And the answer is none. Because she can do it. So within earshot of her, I said, really to my wife, I said, if I catch the person who did that, I'm going to kill them with... Ring dingy. I said, if I catch the person who did that, I'm going to kill them with my bare hands. My daughter heard me say that. Is that going to imprint on her 4.5-year-old brain? Maybe. But did she also say, Dada, you can't kill him because then he'd be dead? And I said, you're right. But that's actually the whole objective. Because, sweetheart, I want to make sure you live in a wonderful world, and I know the world would be a better place without that fucking person who did that living in it. And I hope something bad happens to that person today, and I don't think I'm wrong for saying so. I hope. I don't think so. What do I hope? What's the scale of outcomes? What's the range of outcomes that I wish on that person for today? Their dog shat on my grass, and they just fucking left it there. A big fuck you to me and my family and the grass and my 4-year-old daughter who plays out there. What do I wish happens? Let's start, like, low grade. Like, I hope they get a fever in the chills, you know? I hope they get norovirus and they have to throw up violently. That's not enough. That's not enough for me today. I go quickly to, I hope a loved one of theirs falls ill. You know what I mean? I don't hope they get in a car accident, because that's still about them and they're very selfish. You know what I mean? So in the car accident, they would milk for insurance money and hospital and please wait on me and all this stuff. I want something, if they have any love in their heart, which they probably don't because they're wildly selfish, but if they have any love in their heart for even one of the parents who did such a terrible fucking job raising them, I hope something awful happens to one of those parents. And they're like, wow, That's weird. A tree fell on me, broke my neck, and now I'm in a wheelchair for the rest of my life, and there's an asshole on his porch who's laughing about that. Why is that happening? I'll be like, you know, the answer is because your fucking son, I'm sorry with all the F words, but it is Friday morning. I'm doing most of, more of what makes me most feel like myself. Let his dog crap on my yard and didn't pick it up. That's why. That's how that happened. That's all I can tell you. If you're wondering why this awful thing happened to you and now you are confined to a wheelchair. You know what? Because maybe that will inconvenience the son a little bit and he'll have to be a little less selfish and actually go take care of the person who's in the wheelchair. See, I'm building a case. Dude, it is, I think it's more provocative than you know. I was actually, did I tell you I was sitting doing the al fresco? I was sitting al fresco. I'm al fresco, nice to meet you. No, my family comes from Perugia. I'm al fresco. Buongiorno, sono al fresco. I was on the porch. I spent all my time on the porch like a good old man should. And you tell me how this behavior is. I don't want to kill someone with my bare hands, but I know that I could get to a place where I lose self-control. I generally have pretty good self-control. Told you the story about the time when the kids menaced my wife, and she said I threw her the baby and I chased after them. I didn't really throw the baby. I handed it. I have good self-control, and even in that moment, I'd be like, you know what? I shouldn't kill this person because I can't go to jail. Even though it's legal in Georgia to kill anybody if they just look at you the wrong way, especially if you're standing near your house. So actually, in the state of Georgia, I'm pretty confident I could kill somebody with my bare hands and get away with it for them shitting on my grass or their dog. Hopefully it was their dog. But I was on the porch sometime in the last 2 weeks. Evening time, I think, declining visibility. It was the gloaming. If you didn't learn anything today, maybe you learned what the gloaming is. I'm not going to tell you because I'm not certain. But it's the color of the sky, I think. It refers to that evening time when the sun has gone down, but it hasn't turned into night yet. And it's that gray, blue, dark, sort of in-between space, I think is what you call the gloaming. Faithful to my pledge, I'm never going to look something up on the internet while I'm recording the podcast. You can look up gloaming. G-L-O-A-M-I-N-G is when I was sitting on the porch. And I see a guy walking a dog. And the dog stops on my grass and starts to empty himself. Okay? From the back, if you know what I mean. He starts to empty himself from the back. And I can see the owner pantomiming like he cares. He's pretending to be surprised and confounded by his lack of options in the situation and what is happening. And right? He looks like a bad actor auditioning for a part. And the part was concerned ass dog owner. And you know what? He didn't get the part. But he's out there acting like, oh, I never saw this coming, and like, you know, cartoonishly like patting his pants, like, wait, where's that bag? You know, like you're looking for a wallet, or you're looking for money when the check comes that you know you don't have. And you just pantomime, and then your friend picks up the tab and says, wow, this person never goddamn gets a check. That's what this guy's doing. And I'm watching this happen. And I do not like to be disrespected. I find it highly disrespectful if you... Because you know why? Because I'm someone who has been insecure a lot of his life. And I've gotten a lot more secure. And I value myself now. And bad behavior toward me, I find to be disrespectful. And I don't like that. And this, your dog shitting on my grass is disrespectful to me and my name and my wife and my daughter. And that's how it fucking goes. You know what? Next time, what I should do is I should let the pit bull mix out George Banks the dog to fucking set these people right. And he might. And then I would be rewarded. People in Georgia would say, he did a good job. He killed someone on his grass. The state is so wild, dude. I don't like to be disrespected, but also I'm not a guy who's looking for a fight. It's just not my style. If you bump into me on the street, my inclination is like, oh, hey, man, sorry, you all right? You good? Not like you all right, like, can I help you? But like, well, you know, maybe my bad or whatever. It's not my inclination to shove someone out. Hey, fucker, watch where you're walking. That's just not me. Probably get that from the podcast. Are my allergies still going? Or am I sick again? It feels like every time I go to Limerick, I get sick. Why is that? It's the hot box of bad air, delicious beer, and fried food. What more do you want on a Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, 822 North Highland Avenue in Virginia Highland, Atlanta, Georgia? I think it's allergies mostly, but god dang, every time I come home from Limerick and jump in the shower, I'm like, is that a tickle in my throat? Am I getting sick? I'm not the guy who's looking for a fight. Like, I have a friend, maybe a couple friends, but I have one friend, longtime friend, who would, like, leave his bike out. You know, this is when we're younger men in our 20s, would leave his bike out without a lock, and he'd be close enough to it where he could, if somebody tried to steal it, he could catch them and beat the shit out of them. Like he was baiting them. Like he would do that. He wouldn't do that all the time. He's not quite like that. But he was closer to that certainly than I was. I would never leave my bike out there hoping someone would try to steal it and then I'd be able to, you know, assault them. As a matter of fact, this guy, my buddy, he borrowed my bike. This is a true story. I mean, they're all true stories. I don't know why you say that. Just because I guess people say that because it like dawns on you, like, no, this is not an example out of thin air. This is something that really happened. When we were like 23 or 4, he had my bike and he brought it to a deli where I was in San Diego, California. And he left it like parked on the street, but he wasn't paying attention to it. My bike, by the way. But I didn't really realize what was happening. I didn't realize that, like, it wasn't locked. And within a matter of seconds, somebody jumped on the bike and fucking sped off with it. So then my buddy starts sprinting after him. And then I jump in the car trying to chase the guy. But he goes down like a one-way street. And we chased him for, you know, we invested ourselves for like 30 or 40 minutes trying to find this guy. At one point, the guy's riding the bicycle back toward me, and I threw the door open on the side. I'm driving. I'm like a cop in the 70s. I was driving my late grandmother Rita's 1986 Toyota Corolla. Not 86. Was it that old? Maybe. Anyway, I threw the door open of the car trying to, as we call it, Marvin the guy riding my bike, but he eluded me. And when I say Marvin, of course, I'm referring to the Robert De Niro, Charles Grodin movie, Midnight Run, in which one of the bounty hunters, Marvin Dorfler, was famous for driving past people, opening his car door, knocking the guy over, and then, you know, repossessing the guy or his car or his goods or whatever. I tried to Marvin the guy with my car door. He swerved out of the way and then disappeared into, you know, downtown San Diego or long one-way streets and fucking maze. We couldn't catch him. And then my buddy, because he was on, it was his watch when the bike got stolen, had to buy me a new bike. There you go. So that's why I say it's a true story, because it just came out of nowhere. Like, anyway, that guy would leave a bike and wait for somebody to try to steal it. Of course, they did, and he didn't catch them. What a dope. But I'm not that guy. So I see this guy in my front yard pantomiming that he is a good dog owner. He got the script, and it was like, oh, wow, I'm reading for responsible adult. Let's see. What do I need to do? I need to have my dog poop on someone's grass, and then I need to immediately grab a bag or at least really make good, sincere effort to make any observer around here think that I have a bag, or I forgot it, or, oh, boy, I slapped my head. I could have had a V8. What happened to that bag? That's the sides that he got, right? That's what he's supposed to read. Concerned, mature, responsible adult with a dog. And he's fucking wildly failing at the audition because I see him, like I said, cartoonishly patting his pants. What happened to that bag? Where did it go? You never had it in the first place. You never intended to pick up the dog shit. Or you're such a baby brain that you just put a leash on the dog and went for a walk and never thought beyond the front of your nose. But because I'm not the guy, and he's, whatever, I'm looking at it right now, he's 40 feet away from me. Because I'm not the guy who is going to let him have the dog shit on my grass and then go out and hit him with a baseball bat while he's doing this ridiculous audition for the role of responsible adult and social contract abider. That's what he was auditioning for. He didn't get the part. Or maybe he did because I said, hey, man, you need a bag? And he was like, oh, yeah. And he didn't realize that I was sitting in the porch because it was the gloaming and I would be harder to see, which sometimes makes me feel like I'm creeping, just sitting in this increasingly dark, enclosed space. But I said, hey, man, need a bag? And he continued his audition. He was like, and I'm like, I'll be right there. And I went and got a bag, and then I went and fucking handed it to him. And he goes, oh, thanks, because I said, yeah, man. And that was it. And he picked up the dog shit. And unlike other occasions where I've said to the person who picks up the dog shit without having to do the audition, who got the role, happened a few weeks ago. A woman, her dog pooped, and she immediately picked it up. I said, oh, thank you very much. If you want, you can just throw that in our trash can. You know what I mean? Like, you did what you're supposed to do. You don't have to walk around the neighborhood with that poop in your hand. Steaming, warming, slithering. Just drop it in our trash can. Doesn't harm me in any way. But that guy, I did not extend that favor to. You, sir, and this will help you. You know what? You'll be role-playing what a responsible dog owner looks like. So the next time you audition, you don't have to go through the ridiculous pantomime of pretending, oh, dude, oh, shit, no, because of the thing, and I've forgotten. You never, ever were going to do it, and you didn't get the part, unlike the woman who did it two weeks before, and I was like, would you please use my trash can? You're such a responsible. Let's look at the social contract. You did what you're supposed to do. As a result, I can extend a touch of courtesy and say, why don't you drop that pile of poop in the trash can as long as it's in a green bag? What you should never do is you should never tie it off and stick it in someone's leaves bag. Because if you ever drive around someone's neighborhood and you see poop in plastic bags, like dog poop in plastic bag, like somebody picked it up, wrapped it, it looks like they just left it on the ground? No. What has happened is they left it in someone's lawn bag, and then this, you know, the bags of leaves, and then the city has come and picked up those leaves and taken the dog shit and said, get this out of here. We're here to, you know, why aren't you a responsible dog owner? That's why you see the shit all over in bags, because it looks like, otherwise it looks like, without my explanation I just gave you, it looks like someone stopped, picked up the dog poop, put it in a bag and just dropped it on the ground, which seems ridiculous. But that's not what happened at all. The city said you did part of the responsible dog owner by picking up the dog shit, but you left it in this trash bag, this bag of leaves, and that's not where it goes, you dummy. Anyway, That's what I learned today. I learned that there is a guy who is who I might have I hope to see him. It's just it's so provocative. I don't think you even realize how provocative it is till you own a home and someone just says, "No, I'm going to have my dog shit on this." You're going to get a beating. That's just how it goes. Am I too old to do that? Sure. But do I also have immature tendencies? Sure. Does my daughter rationally say, well, then he'd be dead? Yes, but I can also rationally say, that's what I want. You know what? This is perfect. We're at a nice point in the podcast. I have big announcements that I wanted to make and talk about, but I will do that on Tuesday's podcast. So have a great weekend. Don't violate the social contract. You know what I mean? Don't take more than is given. Don't take more from the system than you give to it. You know what I mean? You're not a corporation. All right. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.